It's All Things Considered, HPR One, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This holiday season, a couple of items on offer for the rock music fan in your life could be something with the flavor of Aerosmith. Joe Perry, a principal songwriter in the Bad Boys from Boston, as they're sometimes called, has some holiday music to hear. The new EP, Joe Perry's Merry Christmas, and something to read, a book, Rocks, My Life in and Out of Aerosmith. Joe Perry, a big aloha and mahalo. That's what we'd say here if you were in person, Joe. Plus, I'd be giving you a big hug.
Well, it'd be great. And I'll tell you, we do love Hawaii.
In the book, a piece of history, a signature song, I would even say, that's attached to a sound check in Honolulu. I'll let you tell the story.
As songwriting goes, you never know when things are going to hit you. We were doing a sound check at the HIC. I was just kind of fooling around getting my sound. One of my favorite bands, The Meters, band from New Orleans, real funk band. I was thinking we should have a song that kind of comes from that school, and there's always been that funk kind of R&B thing in our music anyway. So I had Joey lay something down, and these riffs started coming out. It worked, and they turned into Walk This Way. It was really one of those moments. Sometimes you can pound away for hours trying to get something, and other times it just flows through. Basically, all the riffs in the music that I wrote happened at that soundtrack at the HIC. Of course, then we went to the record plant in New York, and Stephen had to go at the lyrics, and he was having trouble coming up with something, and they went out to see Young Frankenstein, which was playing in one of the theaters around there. When they came back, they were all laughing and throwing lines back and forth from the movie, and somebody, I think Jack, our producer, did his impression of Marty Feldman doing Walk This Way, and somebody said, wow, it'd be a great title for the song, or it'd be a great line for the song. And Stephen heard that and went, just give me a couple of minutes, which turned into a couple of hours. But he came back with the whole thing and finished it off, and then that was it. But yeah, that was the original pieces of music came from that soundtrack on Oahu. We were so infatuated with Hawaii. I have so many memories of being in different places, and I fell in love with it. In fact, that's when I ended up getting married.
Have you been out to Stephen's pad out in Maui?
No, not yet. I haven't had a chance. He's been saying, I'll give you the keys, come on out. And I've just been so busy. I can't wait to see it. Though I don't know. I haven't really heard from him since he read the book. So I really, really don't know if the offer still stands. I don't know.
You have this, I guess when your parents went to BU in Northeastern, you have this very scholarly background of reference when you remember yourself. You said something about the inspiration part, and sometimes it comes to you quick, sometimes it's slow. It was almost like we were getting into your head on the way some of these tunes have come. What are some of the tunes that the inspiration came really fast, or other cases, it ended up being a really long labor, but when you look back at it, it's such a big part of your legacy now.
Some of the stuff that Stephen and I wrote when we were first learning how to write together, he had been in other bands before. I think he had three, four, or five bands. At least one of them had like a single deal. They'd put out a couple of pop songs that really didn't do much. But up in New Hampshire, one of them was on the jukebox. So it was kind of the closest thing to a local rock star at the time. But, you know, it was really kind of big fish in a small pond kind of thing.
More like small lake.
Yeah. Almost a pun, but we were learning kind of how to get the most out of each other. Mostly, he would play drums and I would play guitar, and we would just have a tape recorder going, and stuff would come out. Like songs like Same Old Song and Dance, they just came right out. But then when we got in the studio for Toys in the Attic, that's when I started to realize that if you wait around for inspiration, you're going to be waiting for a long time. Chances are you're going to be finding an awful lot of excuses to go to the beach instead of sitting there with an empty pad of paper or a reel of tape. It was really like learning how to do it. We needed a song, literally like Toys in the Attic. Jack said, we need another up-tempo song. And he started tapping out the tempo he was thinking of on his thighs. And a riff just came out. A riff to Toys. And that's kind of how it went. And Stephen was singing along with it. Before we knew it, we had a song. It took about a half an hour to get the guts of it together. And then there's other times where we would just go down and we'd go just every day. Later on, eventually, we just started doing it at my house because I had built a studio there. But wherever it was, we have to get into a routine. You get there, you get settled, get the tape rolling, and then you just start jamming around. And then you start pulling stuff out that sounds like it could be useful. Stephen would go between playing drums on the piano, and I would play guitar, and we'd get the drum machine going, or he would play the drums, and his songs would come out. That was probably when our partnership as songwriters works the best. As soon as we started bringing in outside writers, it upset the balance, so to speak. Very often things would... anyway, it's in the book. Things got a little weird. And then bringing in some of the songwriters, Stephen and I would go sometimes on a songwriting hunt, and we would go to New York, Nashville, Minneapolis, literally on a 2 or 3 week trip, and work with different people. We would come back with a pile of things, and some of them would work and some of them wouldn't. We would go in with probably the guts of 4 or 5 songs and then throw together the rest to fill out the album, say with Toys or Rocks, and then immediately move on to the next step.
Hey, I'll leave you with this because you've given me a lot of time and I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great, and especially since you know the area there. It's pretty cool.
You started out the whole thing 1300 block of Comm Ave in Boston, right near the Bottled Liquors. And then just recently, in the last several years, you went back, you played there right in the street.
Well, I have to say, it was pretty stunning. People, they're going, oh, we can't do it. It's not big enough. And there were a lot of people who really didn't want to do it. The mayor had been wanting to do this for literally years and years, and I wanted to play right on the stoop, you know, and just set up right there. But, you know, the way it worked out, came in on a flatbed kind of thing, and they shut down the trains with all those people showing up to be able to look up at the apartment. It was timeless, knowing what it took to get it together and all the paperwork and the permits and getting the permission from the mayor and all that. But it was one of those moments you never forget.
Is the Bottled Liquor sign still there, the flashing?
You know, I'll tell you, for all the changes and all the businesses that have come and gone, were you there when the Hofbräu was there?
I think it was right next door
to the liquor store, and I think that it had been torn down by the time we were there. To see the liquor store there, and it looked pretty much the same.
I lived right there on Kelton Street, right behind there.
I walked all those streets, all those blocks, looking for a place to park. You know, I mean, you know, you could make a half an hour trip somewhere and then spend 2 hours looking for a place to park.
Still have it on the wall here in my apartment in Honolulu. I have the big red Austin Brighton parking permit sign.
Wow.
Big metal sign.
No kidding.
It's Joe Perry, Rocks, My Life in and Out of Aerosmith. Joe, really appreciate your time. Thanks for being on All Things Considered.
Great. Thanks very much. You too. I'll talk to you. Aloha. This is Joe Perry from Aerosmith. You're tuned to my friend Dave Lawrence on All Things Considered. This is Hawaii Public Radio.
Was a high school loser, never made it with a lady. Said the boss told me something I missed. Then my next